Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Chaf Hei Amid Beis of Masecha Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Kuf Chaf Hei Amid Beis. We are at the Gemara. We just completed the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara Tanan Hasan. We have a Mishnah that comes up later on in this Masecha on Daf Kuf Mem Beis that Evan Shalti Achavis, that if you have a stone that is placed on the opening of a barrel on Shabbos and you need to take wine out of the barrel and you're not able to because the stone is Mukta, so Mata Al Tiba, tilt the barrel on its side, Vihino Talas, and the stone will fall off on its own. And then you'll be able to take the wine. And the Mishnah goes on to say that if the barrel that the stone was on was between other barrels, and you're afraid that if you shake it, the stone is going to break the other barrels, then you're even allowed to lift the barrel with the stone on it, bring it somewhere else, and tilt it on its side over there. So the Gemara brings a machlokas among the Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan how to explain this Mishnah. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shonol b'shochech, al b'meniach naspasul davar. That the whole sheet of the Chamim and the end of that Mishnah that you're allowed to lift the barrel and move it somewhere else is only if you forgot the stone on the barrel. But if you place that stone on the barrel purposely, then it becomes a bustle davar aser. You're not allowed to lift the entire barrel. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan. But Rav Yosef says the name Rav Asi and the name of Rav Yochanan that lo shanol b'shocheach aval b'meniach nas kisu la'chavis. No, just the opposite. That if you placed it on the barrel, then it becomes a covering for the barrel, and then the stone becomes like a kli, and it's not even muktzah at all. So Amar Rabba Mosvina Nashmaitim. We can ask on Rabba says we can ask on my shita based on what we learned in the Mishnah. Rabba was the one that said that if you placed it there, it becomes a basul davra aser. So Ha'evin Shabekeruya, that you have a stone that's placed on in a bucket that you draw water with. So im mimalinba veinunofelas mimalinba. If you're able to fill it with water and the stone doesn't fall off, then you can continue to fill that bucket with water. But velohi, so we thought that lechor, it's muchach, that a stone that's designated for particular use becomes a kli and now becomes non-mukta. So the same should be true by the stone that you now use to cover a barrel. But says mar velohi, it's not really a kasha. Hasam kiven the hodka shav yadofen over there by the bucket. Since you tie the evan to the bucket, it becomes like a wall of the bucket. But by just placing a stone on top of a barrel does not make it a covering to a kli. Amar Rav Yosef from the Svinin Hashmaitin. Rav Yosef says that I have a kasha on my tradition, meaning Rav Yosef is the one that presented the shita that it becomes a kisui to the chavis if you placed it there intentionally. So Rav Yosef says I'm going to have a problem because im lav, if the stone is not tied onto the bucket, we said ein memalin, but you're not allowed to fill up with that bucket on Shabbos. And so don't you see? So it's a kasha on my shita because it's mucha from there that a stone does not become like a kli just by placing it there. So it's a kasha on my sheet so that it becomes a covering for the barrel. Velohi, hasam, kivan de lohatka betule batla. No, it's not really a riot because over there, the stone can't really be used for helping to draw the water, because if it's not attached really well, you're being megaladas, you're revealing your true intention that the stone is not really significant to you to use, and therefore you're being mevatalit from being a kli. But when it comes to a barrel where you use it as a covering for a barrel, you're actually using it as a kli. So b'maikamithli, what exactly is this machlokas between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Mar savar bi'inan maisa, Rabbi Ami holds that in order to designate muktza from Erev Shabbos and turn it into a kli, you need some sort of action to prepare it and make it a kli. And therefore, a stone that's placed on a barrel remains mukta because you didn't really do anything to it. Umar Savalobin and Maisa Braviyat says you don't need to actually do anything just by placing it on the barrel and showing that your intention is to use it as a kli. That's what makes it a kli. Va'azulatai and Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi who disagree with it, you need a Maisa in order to be matched the mukta, the tiltal, in order to make it a kli, are lishitasa d'chiyas Ravdimi, because when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said that Amar Rabbi Chanina v'amila Amar Rabbi Zeira Amar Rabbi Chanina pamachas halach Rabbi l'makom echad. One time Rabbi went to a place on Erev Shabbos and matzah nidbach shalavanim, and he found a row of stones that were arranged on a construction site. V'amil talmid of tzu'u v'cheshvu k'deish shenesha v'leil l'machar, and he told the talmidim, have in mind that you want to use these as seats, and then we'll be able to use them as seats tomorrow. We'll sit on them tomorrow. And Rabbi did not require that they do any maisa to designate them as seats. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, yes, he did require them to designate them as seats. And it's only because he designated them as seats that they became that they became a kli. So Mayam Elihu, what did Rebbe say that they should do in order to be matzer these stones be yeshiva? Rebbe Ami Amar Tzu V'lamdum Amar Elihu. Rebbe told them, go out now and arrange these stones in their proper place, so tomorrow we'll be able to sit on them without having to move them. So according to Rebbe Ami, really he didn't allow moving the stones on Shabbos, because there's no way to make them a kli without doing some real change to them. Rebbe Asa Amar Tzu V'shivshvim Amar Elihu. The Rebbe told them, go and rub the stones to clean them off so that they'll be more pleasant to sit on. And in that way, they become kalim, and you're able to arrange them for sitting on Shabbos, meaning you're even able to move them on Shabbos. Even though just rubbing some dirt off is not really a maisa chashuv, Rabbi Asi holds that maisa kolshu is enough to turn a rock into a kli. So you have that machlokas, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, where the rock becomes a kli with some minor maisa, just like they have this machlokas about putting a rock on top of a chavis. Itmar, so the Gemara brings other opinions as far as this maisa was concerned. Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul Amar, Savar Shal Koros Hava, Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul Amar, Gosher Shal Svina Hava, that it wasn't stones, but, meaning Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul says it wasn't stones, it was beams that were designated at a construction site, and they were placed, they were aligned on the ground so that they shouldn't bend. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul says that it was a gosher shel svina. It was a long piece of wood that they put in front of a boat and to test the depth of the water to know whether the boat is going to be able to pass through those waters. So Manyam or gosher koshkin safa, the one that says that it was a gosher shel svina, because he holds that the maisa was with the gosher, so it's and even though it could easily be ruined, Rabbi still being metaltal with a hachana muetas, so certainly with beams he would allow it, because people are less makbid about it than they are about a gashish. They're less makbid about using it for something else. Mandiam sabra, the gashish kapit alayim, and the one that holds that it was beams and used for construction, yeah, so then a maisa muetas would turn it into a kli, but it would not work for a gashish, because a gashish people are much more makbid about. Then the Mishnah went on to say, Zimorishi kashora, that if you have a vine that's attached to some sort of kli, so you're allowed to use that kli on Shabbos. So kshura in, lo kshura lo. It's only if it's attached that you're allowed to use the kli, but if it's not actually tied on, even though it's still usable and you had intention to use it to like it's attached to a bucket, right? So you're able to still manage to use the bucket. You're still not allowed to do it because it's muktza. So our mission is against Rav Shmuel Gamliel. The Tanya Chariyah Shal Dekel, the branches of the Dekel tree that have dried out Shagadol Neitzim, that you cut them in order to use them for firewood. So they're muktza machnas gufa v'nimla chalayan, and then afterwards you change your mind, be yeshiva, to use them for seeding. So tzarich likshar, you have to tie them together on Erev Shabbos in order for them to really be considered a seat and therefore to be allowed to move them. Aval, Rav Shmuel Gamliel, Omrein tzarich likshar, that it's not necessary to actually tie them and to actually prepare them as a seat. So l'chora, that's l'shita, so that were matire zemora, that you just had a machshava about even if you didn't actually tie it on Erev Shabbos. Amrav Sheshes, na, if you tell Rav Shmuel Gamliel, we could even say that our mission goes like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Hachom eskinan b'mukh. Over here, the Mishnah is talking about where the zmora is attached to the geffen, and such a case, even Rosh Hashanah would be molded that you need a maisa in order to be matir betilta, because if it's still attached to the geffen, then it's really muchtza. So iyati, if that's the case, we're talking about a zmora that's muchuderes to a piece of wood. Why does tying it help me ba'odiyom to be matir using it? After all, aren't you using that which is mechubel karka? So it says, well, the matam mishlosh, it's within three tefachim of the ground, and therefore that's not considered to be meshamish mechubel karka. Ravashi amar afilu tema bitlusha. We could even say that our mishnah is talking about is a mora that is detached, gzeira shami yiktom, and it's a gzeira that you might come to chop it off in order to draw the water with it. So or you might come to cut it down to size. So since it's very soft and it's easy to cut, so you violate the malacha of makah bepatish, and that's why we're going to asur it. The katach alone, then we said in the Mishnah that if you have a window shutter, so Rav Lozzer said when it's kosher betalui, when it's tied on and hanging from the window, you're allowed to shutter up the window. But if not, then you're not allowed to shutter the window. And the Chum said, bein kach, you're allowed to be pokek the window, you're allowed to close the window with the shutter. So Amar Rab Bar Bechan, Amar Rav Yochanan, hakol modim she'enos no la rabbi tchil b'yom tov. Everyone agrees, you're now let him make a new ol araya on yom tov, ain't zorach mon b'shabbos, and certainly not on Shabbos. The whole machlokas is, can you add to an existing ol aray? Shav lozer omer ein mosif in b'yom tov, ain't zorach mon b'shabbos. Shav lozer says, now let him be mosif to an ol aray on yom tov, and certainly not on Shabbos. And that's why Rav Lozer says it's usher to put the pekak in the window when it's not hanging, because you're being mosif in an ol aray. Once you have an existing ol aray, you're allowed to add to the ol aray even on Shabbos, and certainly you're allowed to do so on Yom Tov. So that's actually a good stopping point. So maybe we'll stop here, and Bez Hashem, we'll pick up at the bottom of the two dots at the bottom of Daf Kuf Chafei on the Beis next time.